It is Tuesday, Keith. That means we check in with our good friend. He's the parliamentarian of the Bloomington City Council. Refreshed after his week off, Tim Mayer joins us. Tim, good morning. How are you?
I am fine, thank you.
Good to hear your voice again. Hopefully you're listening. You do
I missed you last week.
I don't think, like you said, we had a pretty, you had a pretty quiet meeting, and you had a pretty quiet agenda for that. So not a lot going on with it. Let's start the big question everybody's talking about is, well, there's a huge hole at the corner of 3rd and Lincoln. The good news is it was a routine inspection or an inspection that found that before any, I don't want to get melodramatic here, but before any cars crashed or streets fell in. That's the good news, right?
That is correct. That is correct. Yeah. Last night, the Utility Service Board met a regular meeting, but they started off the meeting talking about the intersection of 3rd and Lincoln and the work that they are doing. They did. The board did pass an emergency order to allow the utility to go forward and do that work, which is really underway. And the solution for right now is a short-term solution, and that is to remove the street and put a cap over the existing culvert and then realign, put the street back to its proper height. And they anticipate that that would last 5 years. Plus or minus, so that gives them time then to finish engineering drawings for ultimate reconstruction of that culvert. So,
now, as I understand it, is that one of the culverts that wasn't included in the big dig from 2000?
That is correct.
Because there wasn't enough financing. Is that basically what it boiled down to?
Yeah, that they estimated last night. I think I have this correct. It's about a $10 million project.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it's a big one. So basically what has happened over time is they started at Indiana and around 6th Street and came down through downtown through Kirkwood. And that was phase one of the big dig. And then phase two, I believe, was when the McDonald's restaurant on Kirkwood went away and was replaced by a Chipotle. Then they continued that big dig. That was the second phase of Big Dig. They brought it out to about where the Snow Lion is on Grant Street. There's a new section under the fire station, and then they picked it up again at 2nd and Washington and went all the way over to 1st Street by Raleigh's, where the Jordan River comes up into daylight into that big limestone culvert. So,
Tim, one of the questions is there a fund from which you can draw for the repairs that are obviously emergency repairs right now?
Yes, there is money in the City of Bloomington Utility Stormwater budget for, there's enough money there to cover the basically $250,000 repair that they're doing now. And one of the issues as to why they keep breaking it up into smaller and smaller segments is that it does cost a lot. As I mentioned, it's about a $10 million project. So,
just to be clear, what would that $10 million project involve? How long of a stretch? How much are we talking about?
Well, I believe they'd start at the fire station
and then just connect to this part,
the south side of the fire station on Lincoln, and go through where they're currently working, continue on south to somewhere around 3rd Street Park, and then go diagonally through 3rd Street Park to get over to Washington, and then connect up with the improvements that were made from 2nd and Washington all the way down to 1st. And
gotcha.
You know, if you remember when they did the what they called the Walnut Street Streetscape project.
Yes.
That was a Y-shape infrastructure improvement where they went diagonally behind stall furniture from 2nd and Washington over to Walnut, and then they went up Walnut Street all the way up to, I believe it was Smith Avenue, around where the former Truckle Moose site was, and improved all that and went back down south on Walnut, connected it up to the 2nd and Walnut leg of it, and took it all over to 1st and Walnut, where it comes up above ground.
So the part that they're working on now, they thought when the big dig was happening that part was going to be okay for a longer period of time. And it just,
yes, but they have been inspecting it over time as time goes by.
Just to make sure.
Just to make sure that.
And the repairs that you're doing now, might last 5 years, give or take?
That's the information they gave us last night. Yeah.
So that would indicate that sometime within the next 5 years, you've got to have the plans in place to take it the rest of the way, or would you do that in parts too?
No, I think they would do the engineering work for the entire segment, and then what staff discussed last night was breaking it up into three parts, just so they could. That was one option. That's not a proposal, but it's one option.
Would that be like three different contractors?
No, it would be three different times.
Right, three.
So you're not, you're not cutting off that whole part of that city for.
That's right.
So people
that's
could get
right.
through. So right now.
So they would be able to say, for example, go from the firehouse to 3rd Street, and then from 3rd, and 3rd Street would be another section where they're currently working, and then go south on Lincoln and pick it up again.
As opposed to closing off all four of those, six of those blocks and
that's
doing
right.
it all at once. Tim Mayer's our guest this morning. He's the city council parliamentarian. And Tim, now what we've got out front of, just to let people know, in front of the police station on that intersection of 3rd and Lincoln, that is still closed. It is still detoured traffic west to east and east to west. Please be aware of that. As we saw on the front page of the paper today, might get done quickly. But that always depends on weather. We don't have a good forecast.
Yes, I was just going to say it depends on your weather report.
Yeah, I know, and I feel the pressure. I feel the pressure there. But the detour at obviously at commuting times is very busy, so find another way if you need to do that. And just try to stay away from the area. We talked to Captain Kellums with the Bloomington Police Department yesterday. He's wondering if his office will stay on level ground. And $250,000 to get that fixed. That comes out of that fund, as Keith inquired. It's there. How do you replace that down the road?
Well, when you pay your water, wastewater bill, you also pay a stormwater fee. And so that's one of the ways that happens. And, I do suspect that at some point in the future we will be raising that fee. I don't think it's ever been raised since we put it in place, so which was a number of years ago now. So, and that was put in place at that time because of the condition of the culvert, which we now refer to as the Big Dig. That was one of the reasons that stormwater fee went into place. So I've been advocating actually for some time to look at that fee and see if we can raise it a little bit to at least get some more capital into that fund. And, that's a primary driver as to why the entire project is not finished. It's just the funds aren't there. So they will look into bonding the project. So that would be, it would add to the utilities debt service and just something that has to be looked at and make sure that it doesn't affect the other parts of the utility. So,
Tim, just for
public safety is always paramount. And
yeah, that's a hard one to argue.
Just as a matter of clarification, Tim, when you do this final phase, and you said you didn't want to tie up things, do it in three parts, does that mean three different years, or does that mean you'll do one part and you could possibly accomplish all this in a summer?
I think it would be the former. I think it would be broken up into.
Okay, so it'd take a few years to finish.
Yeah, and that's just kind of speculating here, really. I mean, but those are big projects, and they are intrusive into business. And please remember that all those businesses around
Third
and Lincoln are open. So
stop by, say hi.
Please go and get a sandwich or something.
Sure. When it's 76 degrees, it's easy to park and walk another block or two. That's not the big issue there. Now,
that's right.
Now, Tim, when we look forward at this project. And look back towards the Big Dig. When the Big Dig was completed and capped and everything's done with that and all those projects are done, do we expect that to last 50 years, 75 years, 100 years, or is this something every 20 years or so we're going to have to revisit?
No, that's a very good question. I don't have an answer for it, but it's definitely in the longer term.
Right.
Definitely.
Because the first edition, how long was that there before they dug it up in 2000? That was there for, 100 years or so? Maybe.
Well,
more.
I think somebody mentioned that
75?
It goes back to the 30s.
Okay.
So,
yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah, I would say a 100-year project.
Tim, a question for you, because I'm a little confused. That's my
You've come to the right
state.
Place.
That's right. On the stormwater tax that you're talking about,
yes.
they had enough money right now to do this repair, $250,000, whatever it's going to be. Does that imply that the stormwater tax is kind of like a slush fund that's sitting there case of an emergency?
No, it's not a tax, first of all. It's a user fee.
A fee, okay.
And it's...
Can you explain for the unwashed public what the difference between a fee and a tax is?
What are you looking at me
for?
Well,
sure. Yeah, I mean, it's very simple, really. The utility is ratepayer-based. So the monies that are spent out of the utility, whether it be the water that comes to your house or the water that's taken away from your house or the rainwater that falls on your property and goes to the street. So you would have water, wastewater, and stormwater. All those are ratepayer-based. So what that means is when you pay your bill, that money goes into those three separate accounts. One goes in, you know, part of your bill goes into the water account, part of it goes into wastewater, et cetera. And so over time, those funds build up, and the monies are used to improve the infrastructure or pay for the processing of the water or the wastewater or directing stormwater to better places in people's basements. So
essentially what this means is that because of this emergency, something else you may have been planning to do won't get done for now.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
It's not a slush fund.
For example, right. If there's a sidewalk project being contemplated, and we can't just put in sidewalks without dealing with where the stormwater goes
right.
from that street curb gutter, you know. So that probably will affect some of those.
It's kind of
projects.
A dominoes falling situation.
That is correct. That is correct.
Well, and Tim, we always annexation seems to tie into everything these days. Moving forward, if everything is annexed according to Hoyle here, does that help that fee? Does it help that fund?
Well, it does and it doesn't, because by taking in more land, you're taking in more stormwater, more sewer, more water. So, you know, I don't know the numbers on it specifically, but I would tend to think that it's kind of a...
Where's the reason they're being annexed? Is they're already on city sewer?
Zero-sum game, you know. I mean, because the ratepayer is going to pay their bill. And the services will be provided, and so you need that money to provide those services. So, I mean, that's currently happening, whether you're in the city or out of the city or not. As long as you're on receiving a bill from City of Bloomington Utility.
Tim, while we're talking about annexation, while you were off last week, Andy Ruff made some kind of a statement that he did not believe that the annexation was going to look anything like it looks right now. Indicating, I thought, that maybe some other areas might not be included. What's your read on that?
Well, I think he's what he's referring to is that you know, Area 6 was withdrawn because
right.
neighbors said, well, we have enough votes, and I suspect we will hear tomorrow night from the people in Area 7. I think they've been talking about doing a petition drive so that not that we can do anything tomorrow night, but I think they're going to come and make a presentation and say, here's where we are. So I suspect we're going to see more of that. And then I think you know, from my perspective personally, but I think collectively from the council, I think we'll listen to all those people who are out there talking about it. So
the other things,
I do think things will probably not look exactly like they do today.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other things you have on the agenda tomorrow night are the vaping and the stink bombs.
Oh, baby.
That's correct. That
are those
correct,
tied
yeah.
together, stinking and vaping?
They're,
you yeah. could. I'm they're not verbs. Sure I should. yeah, the one is the electronic cigarettes, I guess that's what you call them, smoking mm-hmm. devices. That's on the agenda, and there was evidently a pretty healthy discussion on that. And then we will be looking at it's funny that it comes out as stench bumps, but it's really talking about fencing, fencing around pools and other stormwater detention areas. So those are the big issues. We will hear from the City Council Sidewalk Committee, which is comprised of Councilmember Granger, who is the chair of that committee, Councilmember Sturbaum, Rollo, and myself, and This year we have a little over $300,000 to allocate, and we will be supporting projects of 10th and Smith Road crossing for the school. We're supporting that sidewalk on Rockport Road from TAP going back towards town, and then traffic calming on Sarah Road near the entrance to Hyde Park. So those are the three projects we'll be looking at this year with the council sidewalk recommendations. And that's pretty much it for the evening tomorrow night. Again, the meetings are at 6:30, and the public is invited to speak on issues not on the agenda, and then they're invited to participate in the legislation. So,
busy night. The comprehensive plan,
yes,
is also being brought to the forefront. There was a meeting last night on an overview and explanation of the adoption schedule and process.
That's correct. What's
the council involvement here, if there is any?
Well, the council is directly involved. Basically, what's happened now is the first draft was taken back to the city planning staff, and the city planning staff took comments from citizen groups, individual citizens, members of the community, and have redrawn that plan based on some of those comments, and so now it will be work its way through the city planning commission, and then it lands in the lap of the city council.
Now, we know you're very busy with the annexation stuff. How does this figure into your timeline?
It's just going to make it more just make it more difficult. So yeah, we'll have annexation, we'll have the growth policies plan. Now, the growth policy plan, when it comes forward, I believe the council does.
Hold on, let me get this all straight here. So we've got annexation, we've got the growth policies plan.
That is correct.
And we've got the comprehensive master plan.
Well, I'm sorry.
Is that the same thing?
The growth policy plan, in my mind, is the same as the comprehensive.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I wasn't missing one.
No,
you're fine.
Characterized it. I'm just reverting back to earlier plans. So we'll have the comprehensive. It's actually called the 2040 comprehensive plan. So we'll be working on that parallel with annexation, parallel with budget. So it's going to be a busy fall.
And is that optimum working conditions?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
Yeah, I just don't understand.
But what happened last time when the comprehensive plan was adopted was the city council initiated a series of basically meetings that was a serial meeting, so that meeting one, you basically did not adjourn. You just basically passed it on to a future meeting, and then you would meet in meeting two, wherein you would then, at the end of that meeting, you would pass it on to a future meeting three. And those dates and times were all very specific, but that's how we worked our way through it last time, and I think the discussion so far is that's how we're going to do it this time as well. So,
okay, well, you'll keep us up to date on all that, because all this stuff is coming to a head at the at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. And then the street has to collapse, you know?
Right. Well, that's just a deterrent to get everything. There'll be something else pop up if we're not...
Exactly.
Thursday, April 20th, that's this Thursday, City of Bloomington Utilities Boardroom, full presentation of the plan and opportunity for public questions and comments. Monday, April 24th, City Council Chambers, discussion of and action on potential plan amendments. But remember, your comments have to be in by 4 o'clock on Friday the 21st, that's this Friday. If you want any of those to be heard by who's running all this, Scott Robinson, robinsos@bloomington.in.gov. You got to shoot it over there by Friday. You can find all this information at the city's website, bloomington.in.gov/CMP. So we've got all these things running concurrently. We couldn't have saved one for next year. We got to get it all done right now. Hurry up and let's do it.
That's right. That's right, because we got the park to work on.
Oh, gee whiz, and everything else, it's 2020 that's in the...
Well, and last time the utility board meeting, they let the contract for the utility work in the park, so that's going to go forward, and One of the things they talked about was staging, so they'll do all the work in the limits of the park first because it extends on either side of the park. So they're going to do the infrastructure work first in the park area so that they can go forward with developing the park itself. So, and basically what they're doing is putting a major sewer interceptor down through that park. So they want to get that work done and out of the way before they start grading and all for the park itself.
Makes sense. You don't want to be digging up stuff you've already put down.
We're smarter than the average bear. So,
so we're going to call it Jellystone Park. I like that. That's good.
Exactly.
We'll use that. All right, 6:30 meeting time, Wednesday, Council Chambers, and we'll get caught up with you next Tuesday then.
Sounds great. Talk to you then.
Great job, Tim. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Tim Mayer, City Council Parliamentarian. Lots of stuff going on. So much for boring springs and summers and everything else.
And the interconnectivity of all of these things.
Sure. And I don't like stuff to hurry up and get it done.
No.
I don't like it. But as Mick Renheisen, the deputy mayor, told us on Thursday, sometimes you have to put a deadline on it because people will just deadline things till they keep deadlining them until you don't have to deadline them anymore. So that, I get that part of it, but these are very important issues facing our community, and I don't want to run and hurry up and get them done just to say we've gotten them done. I mean, who are we hurrying up for? Who is the master? Isn't the people should be the master, or are we hurrying up for... to be in the eyes of someone else, look how much stuff they've gotten done. Do we get a notch in our belt? Do we get a letter? Do we get what do you call that?
Chevron.
Sure. Are we aiming for something greater than our people? I don't know. It's not my question to answer.
But my question is, how much is all this going
to
cost
my
me?
My question to
that's
ask.
That's the bottom line.
Well, that's why we're adding about 10,000 new people to make sure this guy get handled with. Throwing a little fiber story there.
Uh-huh.
It's all going on. It's all happening quickly. Don't blink, folks. You might miss it. 8:33 at WGCL. Well, there went the first half hour.
That went
leaked
fast
into the second half hour. When you have plenty of things to talk about,
that's right.
This
is important stuff.
And it goes right back to the same point. I don't want to hurry up and have Tim Mayer done in 8 minutes
right.
and just kind of talk about stuff.
Uh-huh.
This stuff affects all of us.
That's right.
Everybody, most people listening to this radio station are affected by this some way. So I don't want to hurry Tim along and be like, oh, that's enough of that. Let's get to this. Then stop. No more. No. This is what we do. We try to bring you information. Whether you use it or not is completely up to you. Whether you want to believe in the philosophy is completely up to you. But we're trying to bring you the information, and we appreciate you listening. And we appreciate Tim Mayer coming on, and Mick Renheisen and Marty Hawk. You don't have to be on their team. You just have to listen and make a decision for yourself, and that's what we're trying to help you do here.